الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإن خفتم شقاق بينهما فبعثوا حكما من أهله وحكما من أهلها إن يريد إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما إن الله كان عليما خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, continuing with what we were discussing last week, in that verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how it is the responsibility of men to look after their wives, to look after the woman, and what are the responsibilities of a wife and a husband. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that particular verse spoke about a specific scenario where if a husband has to fear some misbehavior or ill conduct, like his wife committing some type of indecency like zina, etc., then what are the steps he ought to take in order to prevent that from happening again, and how he should reconcile, etc. Now, supposedly, things do not settle, things do not come right, the husband tried, and his wife isn't desisting and stopping from what she's doing, and this leads to more problems in their marriage, and now they both fear that there's going to be a split between them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to that, now discusses this in this particular verse, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. If you now fear a split between them, whether it be due to that particular problem or some other problem in the marriage, if you ever fear the split going to happen, then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to make islah. Allah asks us to reconcile and to restore that peace and to restore that muhabbat in the marriage. So how do we do this? Allah says, فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِي وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. Before the scenario gets worse, immediately send an arbitrator from his family and send an arbitrator from her family and let them look into the matter, let them look into the affair and see how they could change the situation. Allah says, إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحَ. If the arbitrators both see that here we could reconcile and things could get better here in this marriage, then Allah says, يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah will bring back that harmony in that marriage and things will be restored again with peace. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. Allah is well aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable of everything. And here in this verse, Allah speaks about where the husband was fearing some type of nushuz and ill conduct or misbehavior that came from the side of his wife. In the very same surah, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about where the wife fears the same of her husband. And in that verse too, Allah says that sulh, to reconcile and to set things, to set right that peace, etc., is still the best thing. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse also alludes to that fact, to a certain point, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking for you, for the husband and wife, to restore that peace. In that verse, Allah says, وَإِنِ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا. The first thing Allah says, that if that woman fears that some misbehavior or ill conduct coming from her husband's side, which is quite serious, then the first thing you ought to do there too is, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُصْلِحَ بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا. That set the peace right. وَالصُلْحُ خَيْرٌ. It's always best to make sulh, to reconcile. And Allah in one of the verses, Allah says, وَإِن تُصْلِحُ. If you make sulh, وَتَتَّقُوا, and you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah is rahim, Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful. So in this verse, Allah says, Allah is most knowledgeable and Allah is well aware. And supposedly if husband and wife cannot maintain this relationship in this nikah anymore, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that also in another verse, that وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا. If they have to separate, then let them both know, يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely enrich both parties, both spouse, husband and wife, from his bounties. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wasi'. Wasi' means Allah is bountiful. So let them not fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make life easy for them again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give one and all a happy marriage, and Allah protect us all from su'a. Alhamdulillah.